Chapter 40.
"It's ready,"
Lydorn said, sliding a small pack off his back and setting it on the ground. Harbike did the same. The packs were made of a pale green elven wool that had a soft glow to it.
"Within lie the Thunderstones. Once we load them in the apparatus of room, we must unleash their power without delay."
"I thought you said there were three of them,"
Bezog said, rubbing his neck.
"Who carries the third?"
"I do,"
said a strong female voice. Selene waded through the elves and dwarfs and stood among them. A stone wrapped up in dark crimson cloth filled her hands.
"I've been saving it for other plans, but now it is yours to master."
Bezog waded in closer as they unwrapped the stones. His skin tingled. His heart flinched. Such power would make him or anybody invincible. He took a deep breath and found Selene staring at him. The corner of her lip was turned up in a smile.
"Tempting, isn't it, Bezog?"
He wasn't sure what to make of her, or any of them for that matter. This historic alliance was strange indeed. It seemed the elves, led by Lydorn, had chosen to save her with the Ocular of Ore. But had they done it so she could help Nathdragon? Or had they done it because they needed her help with the Thunderstones? It was an unlikely unification.
"Yes, it is tempting."
His neck hairs prickled. His violet eyes narrowed.
"Imagine what you could do with the stones under your power. You would be just as powerful as Gorn Gratak himself."
He readied the Elderwood staff in front of him.
"Perhaps that was what you were saving your stone for."
"What are you getting at, Bezog?"
said Brenwar, stepping along his side.
"Do you smell treachery among us? Do you doubt her scaly hide?"
Lydorn and Harbike stopped unwrapping the stones and fixed their eyes on Selene. Her eyes were aglow. The clawed fingers at her sides flexed and stretched out. Eyes fixed on the stones, she swayed forward. Bezog and Brenwar's knuckles whitened on their hilts. There was the scrape of weapons sliding from their sheaths. The sounds quieted. The sky turned dim.
"What are you thinking, Selene?"
Bezog said. Her dark eyes blinked. She shook the locks on her head.
I'm thinking it's time to take down Gorn Gratak, but not at the cost of Nathdragon."
She took two steps backward from the stones.
"But I will not interfere."
The tension eased, but the doubt in Bezog's mind remained.
"Lydorn, Harvike, can you wait another hour? That would be enough time for our friend Gorli to be released and returned. Perhaps he'll bring news that can be useful."
Such as?"
Harvike said.
"Such as where in the world do you aim that thing?"
Brenwar responded.
"Pah! This plan is as bad as an ogre's stench."
"Bezog!"
Sasha exclaimed.
"It's Samas, look!"
Bezog whipped around and fastened his eyes on his son, who stood alone and away from the crowd. His eyes shone a solid white, and he stood with his arms wide on his tiptoes. He spoke quick words in elven, repeating the same phrase over and over.
"What is he yammering on about?"
Brenwar said to Bezog.
"My elven is horrible."
"He comes,"
Bezog said, glancing over toward Lydorn.
"Fire the weapon. He comes. Fire the weapon."
"We can no longer hesitate,"
Lydorn said. He filled his hands unwrapping his stone. It was pearl in color, with ancient gold runes engraved on it. Inside, it beat with mystic life. Harvike unwrapped his stone. It was a marble rock with red runes engraved on it. A red glow pulsated inside.
"Take the third,"
Selene said to Bezog.
"We'll need your wizard's touch for this."
Bezog hesitated, then ambled over. He picked the stone up off the ground. The power he felt enlightened him from fingertip to toenail. Elation, exhilaration temptation. His violet eyes flashed. A struggle within ensued. The vibrant man inside him collided with his pious elven self. A storm raged. Lydorn and Harvike, radiating power, lugged their stones toward the apparatus and fed them into its iron belly. Up the ladder they went, from there to take the bench seat behind the cannon. Harvike grabbed the handles and turned the many bare gears. The apparatus of Rune's barrel shifted over, rose, and aimed at the floating city. The old dwarf eyed the line of sight and nodded. The elf and dwarf each slipped on a pair of leather goggles.
"It's time, Bezok,"
Lydorn said.
"Unwrap yours and load it."
Bezok felt his heart thumping in his ears. Could the weapon destroy everything inside the city? Nath would die. Gorley would die, and hundreds of dragons who had been turned to the evil side would die. He glanced over at Sasha. Tears stood in her eyes, but her warm, pretty face had no answers. He turned away and removed the cloth from the stone. It was onyx, marked with silver runes. He stepped over to the contraption and opened the door to its stomach. Inside, the pair of thunderstones throbbed in unison, beckoning for the third. Trembling, Bezog set it inside the waiting furnace. The belly glowed with life. The ground shook. The trees bent, and Bezog fell down. A stiff breeze swirled around them all, stirring the hairs on Harvike and Lydorn's heads. The apparatus of Rune hummed a tumultuous tune. A swirl of bright, mystic colors spilled from the barrel.
"Father! Father!"
Rary shouted over the howling winds. He was pointing down the road that led into the valley.
"Someone comes!"
The other elves and dwarves pushed Bezog out of the way. They latched their hands on the apparatus and began chanting. The sound became louder and louder. Squinting, Bezog watched Brenwar and Pilpin rush at the stranger coming up the road. He was waving his hands over his head, staggering as he ran forward. Brenwar and Pilpin cut him off, threw him down, and dragged him forward.
"Who is it?"
Bezog said. The figure locked eyes with him, blinked, and started to turn. His skin was pinkish. His eyes were wide.
"Gorley!"
Bezog exclaimed. Huffing for breath, Gorley said,
"I escaped. But they know you're here, and they're coming."
He glanced at the pulsating apparatus.
"What's that thing? Where is Nath Dragon?"
"He's in the city,"
Bezog shouted over the wind.
"Looking for you."
No. It's a trap. It's all a big trap. We have to get him out of there."
He tried to pull away, but Brenwar held him fast.
Let go!
Bezog and Brenwar started shouting at Lydorn and Harvike and waving their arms.
"Stop! Stop!"
Harvike, heard billowing, shouted,
"Cover your ears!"
And then, with all his dwarven might, he shouted,
"Fire!"
A bright ball of energy blasted out of the barrel and soared through the sky. Bezog watched in awe. The blue-green torpedo of energy was on a direct path into the very heart of the city. Bezog sank to his knees. Sasha huddled at his side, watching with dread-filled anticipation. He barely heard the words she said.
"Balzerth be with you, Nath."